All right, so today we are diving into something that, may seem kind of basic at first glance,
Okay.
sideburns, but there's actually a lot more to this than you might think when it comes to like framing your face and all that. We are going to be taking a look at the Bearded Colonel's Ultimate Guide to Sideburns.
Oh, cool.
And we're going to be like really breaking it down and seeing, what kind of wisdom we can pull out of it.
It is interesting how sideburns, something so simple, can actually have such a big impact
Yeah.
on how a man looks overall. It's like a secret weapon for your style.
Totally.
Yeah.
I was really surprised to learn how much thought actually goes into choosing like the right sideburn style for you.
Right.
And there's so much history there too. Like, did you know that there's a whole style named after a Civil War general?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Crazy.
General Ambrose Burnside, his mutton chops were so iconic they had to name it after him.
Wow.
And speaking of history repeating itself, we're actually seeing a resurgence of this style called sideburns and whiskers. And it combines longer sideburns with a mustache and a goatee.
So it's like a blast from the past.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. But okay, let's back up for a second.
Sure.
What exactly are we talking about when we say sideburns?
So the guide defines sideburns as like patches of facial hair
Okay.
that connect your hairline to your beard. So it's basically bridging that gap between the two.
I see.
And what's interesting is that this bridge can like drastically change the way your face looks to other people.
Huh. That's so interesting. It's like shaping the whole landscape of your face.
Yeah.
So, okay, this face-changing magic thing, I gotta ask about this. It says here that the length of your sideburns can actually create optical illusions,
Oh, wow.
where longer sideburns will make your face look longer and shorter ones can actually make your face look wider.
Interesting.
Is there any truth to this, or is this just like clever marketing?
Well, it's a very interesting concept. It makes you think about facial perception and how our brain, judges people based on their face.
Right. First impressions.
Exactly. And there's actually a ton of research out there
Oh, wow.
about how different facial features change our perceptions
Interesting.
of attractiveness and trustworthiness, even
Wow.
personality.
Wow.
Now, whether sideburns alone can like manipulate people, I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
It'd be really cool to see some like scientific data.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see that research too.
Yeah.
But for our listener out there who maybe is thinking about changing up their sideburns,
Yeah.
the takeaway here is that you should at least, think about your face shape when you're choosing a style.
Right.
Like if you have a round face and you're trying to make it look a little longer,
Yeah.
maybe longer sideburns could be a good option for you.
Definitely. It's all about achieving that visual balance,
Yeah.
a harmonious look.
I like that.
Yeah.
So if you are thinking about switching up your style, there's one thing that you're gonna need.
What's that?
Patience.
Yeah.
Especially because hair growth in this area can be super slow
Oh, it's so
for
true.
some people, which is where it gets tricky
Yeah.
because, we've all been there, that awkward growing out phase.
Oh, for sure.
So what does the Bearded Colonel suggest that we do while we're waiting for our sideburns to like, reach their full potential?
Well, you're definitely going to need patience.
Okay.
But aside from that, focus on the things you can control,
Like what?
like eating healthy and staying hydrated.
Oh,
Sounds basic,
yeah.
but it can actually make a difference.
Interesting.
They also suggest that you should brush your sideburns regularly.
Really?
Yeah, to stimulate the follicles.
Huh. So we're basically giving our sideburns the same kind of care and attention that we
Yeah.
give to the hair on our heads.
For sure. Good grooming habits are key.
Yeah, that makes sense. So what about that awkward in-between phase
Yeah,
where
okay.
your sideburns aren't quite long enough for the style you're going for?
Right, like you're just kind of stuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the guide says there are definitely ways to stay groomed during that time.
Oh.
Think of it as like sculpting.
Okay.
You're carving, shaping, trimming any stray hairs
Yeah.
just to maintain a nice, neat look
Right.
while you're waiting for those sideburns to grow.
All about the small but significant details.
Exactly.
Okay, so you've been patiently growing out your sideburns, you're keeping them clean and groomed. Now it's time to start shaping them.
Yes.
What tools do we need and what's the technique?
Sharp tools are key.
Okay.
Whether you use a razor or a trimmer, make sure that blade is sharp
Okay.
so you can get those nice clean lines. Guide recommends starting from the ear and working down
Okay.
when you're trimming. And this is a super important tip. You want to trim your sideburns when they are dry.
Yeah, because wet hair can be so deceiving.
Oh, yeah.
It shrinks up when it dries. You could end up with like way shorter sideburns than you wanted.
Totally. I've definitely made that
I
mistake.
have too. And you can't glue those hairs back on once they're gone.
Nope, you can't. So speaking of shaping, let's go back to that whole face shape thing.
Right.
How the length of your sideburns can change the way your face looks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the guide goes into a lot of detail about this.
Okay.
And gives some specific suggestions. It says if you have a round or a square face.
Okay.
Medium length sideburns that end around like the middle of your ear tend to look best.
So it's all about creating a visual balance.
Right.
Like using the sideburns to offset the roundness or squareness of the face.
Exactly.
What about people with longer faces?
For longer faces, you might want to go with shorter sideburns.
Okay.
They can kind of help widen things out a bit and create a more balanced look.
I see. But at the end of the day, like, the best style is the one that you feel the most confident with.
100%.
It's all about finding what works for you.
Yeah.
And your unique features. The guide also talks about this technique called tapering.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're gradually, like, reducing the length of the sideburns as they go down your face.
Uh-huh.
Can you explain that a little bit more?
Sure. Imagine you're drawing a line from the fullest part of your sideburn down your jawline.
Okay.
With tapering, you're basically making that line thinner as you go down.
Oh, okay.
So it creates a really smooth transition from your hair to your sideburns.
It's like you're adding that professional touch.
Totally.
Like that attention to detail that says you really care about your grooming.
Yeah, exactly. But no matter what style you go with, whether it's short or a big mutton chop or whatever,
yeah,
you got to keep up with maintenance.
Right. Because keeping your sideburns looking good,
yeah,
it takes work.
It does. The guide suggests combing the hairs downward before you trim them.
Okay.
To make sure everything's even.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely pay attention to any stray hairs around your ears.
Right, because this can get messy real quick.
Oh, yeah. And actually, the guide has a good tip for that.
Oh, what is it?
They say to use a line from like the outer corner of your eye to your earlobe.
Okay.
As a guide for where your sideburns should end.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's like a boundary.
Right.
To keep your sideburns from blending into your beard.
Nice.
So you have a nice clean separation.
I feel like we've learned so much.
Me too.
About what sideburns are and how they can change how we look.
Yeah.
And all the different ways to trim and style and maintain them.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the biggest takeaway is for our listener?
I think the main thing is that sideburns, even though people don't always think about them.
Yeah.
They could really change the way you look.
It's about recognizing how powerful they are.
Totally.
And using them in a way that works for you.
Exactly.
You know, choose a style that goes with your face and shows off your personality.
And maybe even plays with people's perceptions a little bit.
Right. And the best part is there are so many different styles out there.
Oh, yeah. There's something for everybody.
Whether you like a classic, clean look or something more bold and eye-catching.
Mm-hmm.
So the bearded colonel actually leaves us with this really interesting question.
Oh, what is it?
If something as small as sideburns can actually change how people see us,
How
much do our other grooming choices affect how we see ourselves and how other people see us?
Wow, that's a really good question.
It makes you think about all those little choices we make when it comes to how we look.
Yeah, for sure.
Are we just following trends?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we like actually trying to shape our image and send a message to the world?
I think it's probably a little bit of both.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, there's definitely pressure to follow the trends.
Mm-hmm.
But we also get to choose how we present ourselves.
Right.
And those choices say a lot about us.
Yeah. So as we're finishing up our deep dive on sideburns,
okay,
I think it's important to remember that this is just one piece of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
It's the beginning of a bigger conversation.
Yeah.
About the power of personal style.
Right.
And how much it can affect our lives.
It's true.
In ways we might not even realize.
Totally.
So for our listener, as we're wrapping things up here,
yeah,
I want to leave you with this. Don't be afraid to experiment.
Yes.
Don't be afraid to try new things and find your own style. Mm-hmm.
And never underestimate the power of a good set of sideburns.
Definitely not.
They could be the thing that helps you feel more confident and helps you express yourself.
That's a great point. And remember, the most important thing is to have fun with it.
Yes.
Grooming should be enjoyable.
Totally. So until next time,
yeah,
keep those sideburns looking sharp,
mm-hmm,
and keep finding new ways to show off your style.
Absolutely.
I mean, sideburns have been changing for like hundreds of years, right?
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be surprising at all if someone came up with like a whole new style.
That's true. Trends usually come from people who aren't afraid to be different.
Yeah. Speaking of trying new things,
mm-hmm,
have you ever had like a really crazy sideburn style?
I think I've always been pretty like conservative with my facial hair.
Yeah.
But this deep dive has honestly made me want to be a little more adventurous.
Really?
Yeah, I might even try those mutton chops for a week.
Oh, you should.
Just to see what it's like.
I think you'd look great. But even if you don't go full mutton chop.
Yeah, I think the big takeaway for everyone listening is that you have so many choices when it comes to grooming.
Oh, definitely. And it starts with just being willing to try new things.
Exactly, and figuring out what makes you feel good.
Yeah.
So for everyone listening, as we wrap up our deep dive into sideburns,
Okay.
don't be afraid to experiment.
Right.
Find your own style and
Yeah.
never forget how powerful a good set of sideburns can be.
They can really make a difference.
Seriously, they could be the thing that gives you that extra confidence.
And helps you express yourself.
Totally. So until next time,
Yeah.
keep those sideburns sharp
For sure.
and keep exploring all the cool ways you can express yourself through your style.
Absolutely.